Now, I want to explain something for which I have come. For which my Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Guru Parampara, and my Guru Dev, Swamiji has sent me. You know that nowadays, iron age, Kali Yuga. Once, on the bank of Gomti River, Namesharanya, 88,000 rishis mercy, very high class of devotees, all that gathered there. And that very, very, that very soon Kali Yuga is coming. Somewhat it was controlled by Parikshit Maharaj after Krishna. But now he is uncontrolled. He will change the mood of religious persons also. That is the way. All this happy in sense gratification. No test place is really found anywhere. And persons, people like Charaketi Devi, like bull and others, always sense gratification. So you are saying Kali Yuga, they have made a Sanjukta Rashtra.
United
Nations. For the benefit of whole world. But what is going on? Wars are going on. In Afghanistan, now
Iraq,
and they call it holy war. I don't know why. So, Kali Yuga will
spoil it.
Spoil everything. So they were discussing what to do. And in the meantime, the disciple of Sukadeva Goswami, Sisuk Goswami, arrived there. And they all honored. And they gave a seat in the middle. And they glorified him and his Gurudev. You have heard everything from your respected and all-knowing your Gurudev. Sila. And you, a special disciple of Sukadeva Goswami, but really disciple of Baladev Prabhu, he inspired you all Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, everything in you, and he kept a seat on that. So, you are present. What to do? Bruhi tanme sadho jatsaram samudhatta manishaya bruhi tanme sadgadanam jenatma santrasudhati prayen alpa ayusa sabda kalavashi yudhe jane jana. In this iron A, alpa ayusa, very small and short duration of life. In 100 years, Prahlad Maharaj said, in 100 years age or sleeping 20 years. And 20 years in being expert in anything, from boyhood to that point. And 20 years from 80 to
100.
You cannot do anything. You cannot sit straight outside. So, how much? 90 years. 90 years left. And 10 years? Oh. Making your home, children, marriage, children, for their studying here, there. 10 years goes in a moment. So what should you do? From beginning of your life, from the age of five, you must try to do that. Accept any bona fide guru who can help you in transcendental life. There, all the devotees assembled were Rishi Maharshi, more qualified than even Sutta Goswami, Saunakadi Rishi. Their bhakta, pure bhakta. Their Narad was upasthit, Narad Rishi.
Present there.
The father of the Gurudev, grand guru, was there. And that day, Vyadarayani, Badarayan, that day was there. And even the guru of father of guru, Parashar Rishi, was there. And so many devotees were there. And he asked that question. What? Jenatma samprasidati. What is the meaning? Jenatma prasidati. Not body. You should all know that the body you are taking care, looking after. It is the bag of stool, urine,
blood,
putam and all this. If any doctor will operate, he will see nothing. What he will see? He cannot see any transcendental Atma and Paramatma there. He is out and inner part of the body, everywhere, but transcendental. Guru may give you transcendental eyes. Like Narad gave transcendental eyes to transcendental eyes. Up till now we could not decide what should I do. I have written everything in divided 4 Vedas. I have written in Quran everything. But that the Narad told, oh, you have given importance of only dharma or karma. Not importance of bhakti, pure bhakti. Especially Braja bhakti. Have you written there? That Yashoda binded the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Sudam taking something remnant and taking from their mouth and getting in the mouth of the and Sudam defeated Krishna, and Krishna was happy. Have you written? No. Have you written there in any Ved, Upanishad and Puran? That Krishna began to massage Radhika's lotus feet, and he kept his bansi there and begging excuse, oh, I will not do any
offense
in your lotus feet. Please excuse. Have you written?
No, Guruji.
No, Guruji. Then he thought, Bhakti yogen manasi samyak pranihite amale apasyat purusham purnam mayam tijada pasyam ja sambhovitam jivam
atmanam chudun atmakam atmanam chudun atmakam
atmanam chudun atmakam paro api manute te anattam tarakitran chabhi papadyate jasya vai Natho Kukham Sarchad Bhakti Yogan Ajaktaji Ajan Jasyam Vai Suyama Ayam Yan Krishna He has written that the Janji. He saw Pursam Purnam. He saw Krishna in the battle of Mahabharata. He saw Krishna in Mathura. He saw Krishna in Braja. And he saw that gopis are, you know, Krishna is begging excuse in the lotus feet of gopis. He saw all this, and he saw Ras Leela and everything. And he wrote it in Srimad Bhagavatam for others to do. No connection with Krishna. He was a transcendental connection with Krishna, but now forgotten. I think that you have heard the glory of a guru. Bona fide guru. But Madam Maharaj is giving classes for 2 days. You should realize Guru. Guru must be Guru, not Kangaroo. This is healthy work. This is dental work. Not Kangaroo. So, they're telling that in this Kali Yuga, the peoples are Manda. Through Manda Makara. Manda means?
Lazy.
Manda Matayo.
Foolish. Bad intelligent.
Misguided.
Manda Bhagya.
Very unfortunate.
And who? Apadvita. Always so many
disturbances.
Problems. And they are making problems for their own. Maharaj, should I marry? Maharaj, allow me to have a son. Oh, Maharaj, I am very unfortunate. Please order me that I should give my wife divorce. And people, you know, so many words going, coming, and what. Anyhow, you are very lucky to be in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in line of Rupa Sanatana, in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and in the line of my Gurudev and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And again, you are in love. Yes. Give a importance of bhajan, Krishna consciousness. This is not first and last human form that Krishna has mercifully given. So he is telling that Bhuvi, what you have heard from Sukhdev Goswami, what you have heard from Narada Goswami, Dasdev, and from realized from Baladev Prabhu, you should make a brief from all. And what is brief of all these things, instructions? Janatma sampasidati, atma prasidati. Then what to tell this body involves it. If soul is happy, oh, body must be happy. Slowly. So they should try to follow all these things, and then he became very happy, Sukh Goswami. And then he told, hey, first remember this slok of Mangala Charan. Yes. Janma Adasya Jatol Anmaya Vitartasya Atheshu Abhag explanation is very high. And very good. And come, you saw. And then he told, he did Guru Pranam. Young Prabhrajan Samante Samate Chakritam Dvaipari Vyatar Parapar Kutrem Samay Dhyata Rome Nusam Jat Sarbhut Hridayam. He did Pranam to his Guru Dev. Who is Gurudev? Yes?
Sukhdev Goswami.
And who is there that to Dasdev? Narada Rishi. And Narada to?
Brahma.
They have heard in this way. And there is also another parampara from Baladev Shankarsan. And then in his line Surya, Kaivaswar. And then Manu, And then from Manu, oh, this life. Brahma, Narada, Sukh, Goswami, Madhvacharya and Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatana and this life. But we are very fortunate to be in this special
line
of Mahaprabhu, Swayam Krishna. So he is telling, Sabai Punsang, Paro Dharma, Jato Bhakti Radhok Saje, Ahed Kutya Abhkari Hata, Jayatma Samprasiddhati. Janatma Samprasiddhati. What was the question? Question was, in what practice? We can attain perfectness of soul. Soul. But you know, we have two kinds of soul. Soul, super soul. Atma, Paramatma. Paramatma is a fraction of Pranab Desai. And he is the fraction of Baldev Sankarsan. And his Sankarsan is fraction of first cabinet of four. And then Baladev Prabhu is the Akhand Guru Tattva. And his Guru Tattva or everything is? But one thing more. This Yam Sundar Krishna of Braja. Oh, if he is powerless, he cannot do. His power does everything. Who is that power? So, Krishna always begs mercy from her power. Krishna only can't be there. He cannot do anything without his power. He will be there at once, quickly, in a second, from before. His Lajna Shakti is ready to fulfill his all desires. Radhika. So we should take shelter. To whom? Not to Krishna. Krishna cannot do anything. We should take shelter of his power. And what power? Lajna and Sambhita. She is the root of bhakti. So, he gave pranam to his Gurudev, all the pranam to the without Guru, Nishtha, you cannot gain anything. You know, Guru Nishtha is first. Guru are of two kinds. Guru, Vande Aham Sri Guru, Sri Vaishnavanska,
Sri Rupan Sattva Javan,
Guru Vaishnavanska. In also, our
Vande Guru Nisa Bhakta, Nisa Nisa Vatayakam,
also,
Raghunath
Das Prasad, sometimes, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, but sometimes, permanency of Diksha Guru is his Siksha Guru also. And sometimes, if you have not had no time to hear from our Gurudev, then Siksha Guru. The Siksha Guru is more higher sometimes. You know, that I think that my Gurudev is Diksha Guru. You know, Labhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami. And my Siksha Guru is himself Rupa Goswami. To whom you prefer this? Understand? And also, Sikhi Puchamauli.
My Siksha Bhagavan Sikhi Puchamauli.
Sikhi Puchamauli, who you see? Krishna himself. Sikhi Puchamauli. Then Diksha Guru is superior or Siksha Guru is superior. But even we will have to give some respect, proper respect to your Gurudev first. Because he told you who is Rupa Swami, who is Krishna, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So first of all, if anyone has no Guru Nishtha, everything is gone. So, Guru Nishtha is the backbone of the Nishtha, which has been told by Rupa Swami fraction. Guru to Nishtha to Guru, Nishtha to Guru Panchak, Nishtha to Krishna, Guru to all, Nishtha to all. If you have no Nishtha, nothing, your life is uncertain. So if you have no such Guru Nishtha, this takes you to where? Akhanda Guru Tattva Baladev Prabhu. Then in the last you will see that my Gurudev is Prakash of Nityananda Prabhu or Balade Prabhu. Then if you pray something from your Guru, so at once Nityananda Prabhu, Akhanda Tattva and Balade Prabhu will what?
Arrange
that. Our Gurudev is not something separate from Nityananda Prabhu. You should not think that Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he had discovered something new and we are Prabhupada Anugata. Like Rupa Anugata Vaishnava, we are Prabhupada Anugata. You are nothing, you are like a stool and you.
Hare Krishna.
So, I told you to follow Rupanur Vaishnava. But who are Rupanur? First of all, we should know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired everything in his heart. Ved, Upanishad, Sat, and everything, the gist of all, he inspired in, he manifested in his heart. And then, by his mercy, he knew, Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam. And then Rupa Goswami, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested or wrote Bhakti Sami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nirmani and Upadesh Amrit, so many books. And he published. But who are Rupanu? The question is there. Who is Rupa? He wrote Ujjwal Nirmani, Bhakti Sami Sindhu, and he explained everything in these two books. Especially for Braja Prem, Braja Bhakti, he explained Ujjwal Nirmani. That's very good. And he told that Bhakti Sami Sindhu that by five processes, Vrindhakti can be
achieved.
Dasya,
Santa,
Dasya,
Sukha,
Dasam, and Bhakti. Among them, three are prominent. Sukha, Vatsalya, and Bhakti. The mood of gopis and Vrajavasis and gopis is madhur. Especially the mood of gopis and mood of Radhika especially is Vrajabhakti or Bhakti. So Rupa Goswami has defined all, explained all these things. Those who are following Raganuga, they are also Rupanuga, but not so much. Partly, very partly. They can become that note that they are Raganuga. Those who are following Sakharas, Vasalaras, Madhuras, even Sakha and Vasal, they are Raganuga, but not Rupanuga. What was the own mood of Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami? Those who follow that line, there are. What is the Padara Raganuga? It seems, but no. It is according to the ignorance, they feel like that this is also Raganuga and also Rupanuga. But really no. Those who are fulfilling or they are in line of a Rupa Goswami and a Rupa Manjari. What is the mood of Rupa Manjari? Dasi of Krishna and Krishna, Radhika. But inclination towards Radhika, he is only Dasi of Radhika, not to Krishna. And if Radhika is happy, then automatically Krishna will be happy. If Krishna is also neglecting anyone, but if anyone has taken shelter of Radhika, then Krishna is bound to accept her. Like your jasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, jasya prasada, nagati kutoti, dhyan kutoti, jasya prasada, vandaya guru. If you have done some mistake and aparad in the lotus feet of Krishna and you have neglected Krishna. But if you are taking shelter in the lotus feet of your guru and guru is qualified, then Krishna may pardon you. Guru will tell him that you are bound to follow me because I have accepted that for him. But if Krishna is accepting, going to accept, but Guru is what?
Neglecting
and upset that Krishna will reject. In the same way, if anyone has taken shelter in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, Krishna, if he is neglecting even, he is bound to give a special mercy to her.
Radhika
Kasi Jadi Hoy Abhiman, Radhika Dasi Jai Ho Abhiman. What?
If one considers himself as a maidservant of Srimati Radhika, then very quickly and very easily he can attain the pleasure and the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
So hearing the question of Srupa Sonak Adi, or he said Bhakti, Srupa Goswami became very happy, very happy.
Excessively happy.
Happy to be there. And then he began to. And what he told? Here Rupanuga means like, you know, Shyamananda. Narottam Thakur. What he did? He created the school of his Gurudev.
Lokanath Goswami.
Lokanath Goswami, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was not accepting him, Rottam Thakur, because he was prince of anything. And he rejected. But he began to clear his schools and used to give cow dung and water there, make pure, scented. One day in the night he said, "Who are you?" And then he began to weep, and then he accepted him. "Oh, school, you have clear." So anyone, internally and outwardly, both those who will fulfill the orders of Gurudev. No fulfilling of order, only knowing the way, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. So Guru Manobhishtam you will have to know. And if you are not qualified to know, that you are not disciple. You are outwardly disciple. This is so to try to know the ways of your Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. How you will be happy and try to do like that. Sabai Punsa. Oh, you should explain. That is the name. And then Bhakti Swami Singh. And explain this. This is Dasi of Radhika, not to Krishna. And if Radhika is happy, then automatically Krishna will be happy. If Krishna is also neglecting anyone, but if anyone has taken shelter of Radhika, then Krishna is bound to accept her. Like Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadu, Jasya Prasadat Nagati Kutoti, Dhyan Kuranta Jasya Kuranyan, Vandaya Guru. If you have done some mistake and aparad in the lotus feet of Krishna and you have neglected Krishna, but if you are taking shelter in the lotus feet of your Guru, and Guru is qualified, then Krishna may fall you. Guru will tell him that you must have to, you are bound to fall you, because I have accepted that for him. But if Krishna is accepting, going to accept, but Guru is what?
Neglecting
and upset, that Krishna will reject. In the same way, if anyone has taken shelter in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, Krishna, if he is neglecting even, he is bound to give a special mercy to her.
Radhika
Kasi Jadi Hoy Abhiman, Shikshu Jai Tavei Ho. Radhika Dasi Jai Ho Abhiman. What?
If one considers himself as a maidservant of Srimati Radhika, then very quickly and very easily he can attain the pleasure and the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
So hearing the question of Sukha Goswami, Saunak Adi, or this is Bhakti, Sukha Goswami became very happy, very happy.
Excessively happy.
Happy to be there. And then he began to. And what he told? Here Rupanuga means like, you know, Shyamananda, Narottam Thakur. What he did? He cleared the school of his Gurudev.
Lokanath Goswami.
Lokanath Goswami, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was not accepting him, Narottam Thakur, because he was prince of anything. And he rejected. But he began to clear his tools and used to give cow dung and water there, make pure, scented. One day in the night he said, "Who are you?" And then he began to weep, and then he accepted him. "Oh, it's true, you have clear." So anyone, internally and outwardly, both those who will fulfill the orders of Guru, no fulfilling of order, only knowing the way, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. So Guru Manobhishtam you will have to know. And if you are not qualified to know, that you are not disciple. You are outwardly disciple. Just so to try to know the ways of your Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. How he will be happy and try to do like that. So by Punsa. Oh, yes, so that, yes. That is the name. And then, Bhakti Swami Singh. And now, yeah. And explains.